Look, miss, would you try answering the questions as I ask them?
Yes, Mr. Grant, I will, but it does seem that you've been asking a lot of very personal questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk. Tell you what, I'll try you out for a couple of weeks, see if it works out.
Oh.
If I don't like you, I'll fire you.
Right, right.
You don't like me, I'll fire you.
Ed Asner has been entertaining us for 60 years on the stage, on television, and on film. And I'll tell you one thing about Ed Asner. He does not like spunk. Be spunkless, Wendy.
I can't be. Hi, Ed. How are you?
I love it. It's a lie. It's a lie. I retract all those former stipulations.
You're now a spunk fan, are you? Good for you. Ed, I'm going to start out this, and I know this is very unprofessional, but I'm going to do it anyway. We love you, sir. There's no doubt about it. We love you.
Well, I love Chicago and anybody in it.
All right. That's
my town.
And we are glad you're coming. You're coming to town. You will be out in Naperville and also in Munster, Indiana. We'll give all those details coming up. A one-man show, A Man and His Prostate. This is kind of an autobiography, right?
No, it's not.
No.
How dare you think that I have a deficient prostate? I'll show you.
You know, up until about 20 years ago, I thought women had prostates, too. I am very unaware of things.
Well, they have found a very few women, but a few cases, I'm told, that they have found shards of prostates in them.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I bet I have some.
I thought I dropped that bomb, but it's very few women, I must tell you. It's a freakish occurrence.
Yes.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Ed, what was the reason you came up with this idea for a show? What was going on in your life that you thought, I got to do a one-man show about myself and my prostate?
Well, it's not about me. It's about Ed Weinberger.
Oh.
This is his story.
Yeah.
He was the producer on Mary Tyler Moore, producer, writer. And he wrote this brilliant comedy about what happened to him.
And there it is.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? And do you enjoy that, just being on stage? I mean, 60 years in show business says a lot about you, sir. That's some incredible staying power right there.
Well, without show business, I'd be nothing.
Is that true? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I guess
yeah.
So.
It made me. Let's say it made me a person.
Can we talk about the magic that was the Mary Tyler Moore Show? Do you think about it every day, about what that situation was like to be a part of one of the greatest TV shows of all time?
It felt great while we were doing it. Whether we knew that it was going to be great, we left it up to chance. I'm delighted that it became so memorable and that it made us. Let's face it, it made us.
What do you think about it? Ed, when you see it now, when you come across an episode now, what are your thoughts when you watch it now?
It lives.
Yeah.
It's correct. It doesn't seem phony. It's not phony.
Yeah,
I know you.
Because we loved each other. We got angry at each other, and we were surrounded by great writers.
And I know you've heard this 100 times, but it was so instrumental in women achieving power, being single, and getting a career and moving forward. It meant a lot to a lot of us.
But, you know, you say that, and I must say at the time, I had no idea that this being a pioneering effort. I'm amazed that women were that oppressed at the time that they regarded this as a freedom maker.
Ed, was there one particular episode that you think stands out? I mean, there were so many great episodes of the Mary Tyler Moore Show over the years, but is there one personally for you that's a favorite?
Well, the pilot. The pilot is always the favorite, in this case anyway, because we didn't know what we were doing. We loved what we were doing. We loved each other, but we had no idea how magical it was. And when that office hiring scene that you played a part of,
yeah,
before I came on, when we were doing it, and I delivered the "I hate spunk" line.
Yes,
the laughter that came out erupted out of the audience of 300 people was so enormous. I felt I could command them to jump off a cliff and they'd follow my orders. And it just, the strength I felt just from that moment, that I guess it assured me that no matter what happened, we were onto something big.
Do you remember an episode? I'm sure you do.
You're asking Ed. Yeah, I gotta hear this.
You remember this. All right. So late in the show's run, Lou Grant gets divorced from his wife, and he and Mary decide we should go out on a date.
Yeah, that was great.
And then there's that awkward kiss toward the end of the day. You both kiss each other, and you just start laughing, and it was just magic.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't work, did it?
Just beautiful.
She went her way, and I went mine, and I so wanted her.
I don't remember another instance, Ed, where you took a character like Lou Grant that was on a sitcom, and then you did a total 180, and Lou Grant, the show Lou Grant, became a drama. Can you think of another actor who played the same character both as a sitcom and as a drama, as an element? I don't remember.
No, I can't, and I must say that we broke ground with doing that. I so trusted my two main producer writers, Alan Burns and Jim Brooks, that when CBS said that they would like me to do a show for them, and the boys, and I said, fine, I'd like these two guys to be the producers. And they went off and thought about it and came back and said that they wanted to do Keep Lou, but not make it a comedy.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, it was like, wherever the 600 went, I would go with them.
Yeah.
Into the Valley of Death rode the 600, as they said.
Mm-hmm.
And I was willing to take those chances. And they had Leon Takotian write the initial pilot. And he was brilliant. He was a brilliant writer. Showed me coming back to Minneapolis. No, L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And looking bedraggled and worn out and downtrodden, and getting the job with Charlie Hume and Mrs. Pinchon.
Yep. What a great show.
It was lovely. It was lovely. Now, the other interesting thing I'll share with you, which I've shared with others, is that when the show opened, I was in therapy at the time. I wasn't crazy about it, but I was trying it out. And I went in for a session with my doctor, and I'm lying on the couch. He was a Freudian. I'm lying on the couch, and one of the questions that comes out of him is, why do you grimace so much?
Hmm.
And the realization started. Lou Grant was done as a single camera show.
Mm-hmm.
No audience, and no laughs, because it was not thought to be a comedy.
Yeah.
But there were laughs within it. So I said, well, I want people at home to know when to laugh. So I'll grimace every time I do something that could make it. And I felt like such a jerk. Here I was, grimace. You'll have to watch the first shows to see me grimacing now.
Oh,
I promise you you'll do that.
Yes, we will, definitely. You were in one of my favorite movies in Elf. I totally love you, and that is Santa. Netflix had Dead to Me. It was a pleasure to see you turn up on that as such a wonderful old father figure friend to Linda Cardellini. Just some great work from you. You're amazing.
Thank you, dear. Thank you very much.
And
it's all been a great pleasure.
The one-man show, A Man and His Prostate, written by Emmy Award winner Ed Weinberger, who was a writer and producer on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And this is based on Ed's real-life medical emergency, and you will be delivering it in Naperville on Saturday night and Sunday night, Theater at the Center in Munster, Indiana. For tickets, the best place to send people is...
Theateratthecenter.com.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yep. Ed, so many texts from people with high praise for you, but text after text after text is saying, please tell Ed how much we loved his work in the movie Up. Boy, were you great in that. And if anyone can get through those first 10 minutes of that movie without crying, good luck to you. I don't know how you do it.
Was that a piece of work?
Yes.
Pete Doctor was the main creator of that. And the man has a magic touch.
So moving. Just so moving. And, Ed, I have to say, I already told Wendy I was going to bring this up to you. When I was a kid, your work in Rich Man, Poor Man as Axel Jordache terrified me to no end. You were just so intimidating. So great.
Thank you, man. It is one of my favorite pieces of work. And I will always stand up and say it's perfect.
Yep.
Susan Blakely was wonderful in it. Nick Nolte was wonderful in it. Peter Strauss. Everybody that touched it. Dorothy McGuire. I loved. And that's a funny story, too, because I didn't think I was right for it. I thought somebody like Philip Dorn would be a correct Axel Jordache.
Yeah.
But the producer, God love him, I can't remember, Harve Bennett,
mm-hmm.
wanted me. So, okay, so I'll do it. I read the book and I came in and did it. And he had a limp, so I thought, well, I'll tell the people at Universal to give me some kind of prosthetic that would make me limp.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, so I limped on my own without any prosthetic.
Mm.
And I tried the accent,
mm-hmm.
and David Green said, the director said, well, I don't know, do you want to use the accent? You don't have to. And I thought, good God, what would he be without an accent?
Right.
So I used the accent. And that was correct.
Oh, were you good?
And we marched into that unknowing area, and everybody did their best work, I think.
It was.
I'm proud of it.
Speaking of being proud in your many pieces of work, you will be honored in a couple of weeks at the Burbank International Film Festival. You are going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award, and you're going to turn 90 in November, so we wish you all the best.
You are a sweetheart.
It's such a pleasure
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you. We are big fans.
Thank you.
And again, you can see the one-man show, A Man and His Prostate, Center Stage Theater in Naperville and Theater at the Center in Munster, Indiana, 24th and the 25th. Thank you so much for talking to us.
You're in the will.
Oh, awesome. It worked, Bill.
Our plan has worked. Ed, we love you. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Take care of my town.
We promise.
We will.
The great Ed Asner, everybody. We're in his will. All right. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.